flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, he's all over TV. You hear him everywhere. You hear him doing spots. You hear him here on our show, and we're happy to have him. Nick, how are you?
Hey, Nick.
Guys, great to be on with you here.
Have you spent your money yet for on Ohio State?
Well, we're going on vacation the week after the Super Bowl in February, and my wife really wanted to book an extra day on vacation. So I'd like to thank Ryan Day and Will Howard and Judkins and Jeremiah Smith and the Buckeyes for helping to finance the extra day on our vacation, for taking care of that. I sincerely appreciate it.
That is
a true story, by the way.
Was it straight win? Was it over under? How'd you do it?
No, I had I think with you guys, I didn't bet Ohio State. I didn't need to, because I had Ohio State to win the title. I had them in an exact Ohio State over Notre Dame, placed a number of weeks ago. But if I had to bet the game, I would have bet Ohio State, and it would have come down to that field goal at the end and probably would have been very nerve-wracking. But thankfully, I didn't have to go through with that, and the Buckeyes, I just needed them to win. But they did cover the spread as well, which was nice for anyone that laid that on Monday night.
Yeah, that was highly noticed by the folks that I was sitting watching the game with. So my question for you, though, is, like, how do you feel about Ryan Day right now? Because last week, you said you'd rather have Marcus Freeman as a coach than you would Ryan Day. Just your thoughts on Ryan Day.
Yeah, I'll hold to that I think Freeman's probably a better coach than Day. But, you know, it's complicated, right? I would stop short of putting Ryan Day in the, like, Nick Saban. And it's not fair because these were all, like, multiple championship winners. But I don't know if he's, like, as good a coach as, like, the Saban, Spurrier, like Bobby Bowden tier of like coaches over the last like 30 plus years. I don't know if he's there, but I also think now that he's won a championship, he's also not in the like Gene Chizik, Ed Orgeron, like Les Miles, where you look at coaches and say, how did these guys... Now, Larry Coker won a title with Miami, but with Butch Davis's team, I don't know if he counts. And I would put Day kind of like somewhere in the middle of those two, which means he's a really, really, really good coach. And I think the thing that you can't take away from Ryan Day is that he now joins the pantheon, right, with Woody Hayes and Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer, championship winners at Ohio State. Now, Buckeyes fans may hear that and say, you don't put him and like Woody Hayes in the same breath. I understand. Just that he's won a national championship. And the critics that will point and say, well, he had a Lamborghini. Well, he didn't crash it. Like, they made it to the end.
Right.
And they won. So I think he gets a ton of credit.
Yeah, he helped build it.
Well, he put a governor on it for one game, one big game.
I think he gets a massive amount of credit. Do I think he's like Nick Saban level good? No. But is he, like, I don't think anyone could ever take this away from him. So I definitely feel differently about Ryan Day now than I did before the playoffs started, in a positive way. I hope that was a fair answer.
I wanted to hear, because last week you were pretty vehement about Marcus compared to Ryan.
Marcus Freeman, to be fair, was a deer in the headlights on Monday night. So I go it. I guess I probably have to take the L on that one. Because, we all watched the game, right? Did you guys see at halftime, I think it was Molly McGrath, I could be wrong, but the halftime interview that Marcus Freeman had.
Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
And he gets asked by the sideline reporter, coach, how do you get Ohio State off the field on third down?
Yeah.
And he's like staring into space and he's sweating profusely. And he goes, you know, we really got to get Ohio State off the field on third down. Like, he literally repeated it back to her, what she said. Would you be like if your wife asked you, like, did you take out the garbage? You look at her and say, you know, did I take out the garbage? Like, that's not going to go well. That was Marcus Freeman on Monday night.
You do know that's media training 101 at Ohio State, too, because they all, like, as a player, like, if you need to buy time to answer the question, just either repeat the question or ask the interviewer to ask the question again. So that's it's interesting that you brought that up, because the people I was watching the game with said exactly the same thing. They're like,
he was deer in the headlights.
Marcus doesn't know what he's going to do in the second
half.
He's a
mess. Was big time deer in the headlights. Yeah. So I, you know what? I'll take the L on that. I will.
Ohio State wins the title with a lot of guys who aren't going to be back next year. So you're looking ahead. You loved the playoff. You thought it was all swell. There were a couple of teams along the way who might have some guys coming back. Who would you... right here in the middle of January, who would you put a little money on to win the national championship next year?
Well, looking ahead.
Can I give you I'm going to answer a question you'd ask,
but I think
it's good. Thank you very much. who would I bet to win the national championship?
Yeah.
On August 30th, Ohio State plays Texas. Right. That's one of the first games of the season. Ohio State's going to host Texas.
Right.
In Columbus. So just like whether or not you agree with the conclusion I'm going to draw here, I think that what I'm going to say leading up to it is inarguable, right? So think about it. Will Howard's not going to be back, right? Sawyer's not going to be back.
I think I know where you're going. Go.
So as we approach this game, Quinn Ewers is going to the NFL. A guy that people may have heard of, Arch Manning, you know, like Peyton and Eli's nephew, Archie's grandson, Cooper's son, is going to be Texas's starting quarterback. He's one of the co-favorites right now with LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier. My sense is that Arch will open the year as the Heisman favorite. Texas is going to be the recipient of all the hype heading into that game because Ohio State has more to figure out, right? We don't know who Ohio State's quarterback is going to be.
Right.
And people have an idea, but like, let's see what happens. And Texas is going to be really popular, and Ohio State's going to beat them. And I can't wait to bet the Buckeyes in the first game of the season.
How did the gaming community feel about the new playoffs?
I'll give a really selfish answer.
Sure.
Like, I don't care what anyone else thought. I loved it. I thought it was great. I understand that the ratings were down. I loved it. I watched. I'm always of the opinion, guys, and I will be consistent throughout, you know, as long as we do this spot. I am always in favor of more games. I love sports. I love to watch games. I love to bet on the games. And like before I bet, I just love the stuff. So I loved it. My only complaint is that it's not more teams in the playoff. That's my answer, though.
16, and, brother. Yeah, let's get to 16.
Great. Let's do 24. let's do 68. Like, I think it's as many as possible. I love this stuff. But look, reasonable. Some people can like chocolate ice cream or vanilla or pistachio. It's really just personal preference. Like, reasonable minds can disagree. I really liked it.
Can I ask you one little question going back to your Ohio State, Texas, and Arch Manning? You sure he's playing for Texas that day and not Ohio State?
I'll tell you what. It'd be one of the great... This would be like Hulk Hogan dropping the leg on Macho Man at Bash of the Beach 96. Heel turn. To be one of the great heel turns of all time on Texas if that happened. Sincerely doubtful, but I mean, I guess crazier things have happened, right?
Yeah, I've just seen that out there a little bit, and I've thought, really?
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
I mean, why wouldn't he have just gone to Ohio State then? I guess would be
I would agree with you on that. And he could have played this last year instead of Will Howard, right?
And he's like, I mean, think about how much money he's probably making. I mean,
oh, you my.
Know, I don't yeah. Can Ohio State like outbid Texas for Arch Manning? Probably. I mean, I'm sure they could, but I mean, it's probably so negligible that it's whatever.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Yeah, it's got to be close. All right, let's get to the NFL. Which game is more intriguing to you? Eagles, Commanders, Chiefs, Bills?
Oh, Chiefs, Bills. Yeah, I love the Chiefs. Everyone out there has got what I like to call CDS, Chiefs Derangement Syndrome. Everyone hates the Chiefs. I get it to a degree, kind of like fatigue. Everyone hated the Brady Belichick Patriots, the Yankees in the early 90s, early 2000s, the Lakers, the Bulls. I guess everyone liked the Bulls, and I'm a New Yorker, and I hated them. It made me sick. But you guys get where I'm going. The people didn't like LeBron and the Cavs when they were winning all those years, obviously, or making the finals against Golden State, etc. So people hate the Chiefs so much now that I think it kind of clouds their judgment. And people now think that the Chiefs actually suck, and they just get bailed out by the refs, and they get lucky. I look at them and see a team that has maybe the best quarterback ever and one of the best coaches ever. So I don't agree with all of that. And you're going to give me a pick the winner of the game, right? Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite. The game can land one. It's not likely. Pick the winner of the game. The quarterback that always wins or the quarterback that always loses. I'll take the quarterback that always wins and feel awesome about it. So I love the Chiefs on Sunday. Worth noting, I loved Baltimore this past Sunday against Buffalo. Mm. So I don't win every bet that I place. I lose a lot. Mm. So, I just want to be clear on that. I really like the Chiefs. It doesn't mean the Bills can't win, but I will have a nice bet on the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe hopefully pay for another day of vacation.
Washington, Philadelphia. Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, this one's a little more difficult. I like Washington for a couple of reasons. First, the point spread, guys. So Philly is 6 or 6.5 right now at home, favored. This implies that Jalen Hurts is 100% healthy. This is not a Jalen Hurts immobile line. And we saw the end of the game last week against the Rams, right, where he gets the knee injury and then he can't move. Takes a safety. They'd run that ridiculous quarterback run on that 2nd and 7, and he loses 6 yards. Are we not that he can come out and look like prime Michael Vick? I just think it's unlikely that that's going to be the case. So I think the point spread's probably a little too big when accounting for Jalen Hurts' potential not being 100%. And then I'll give the most base level analysis possible, which is. And I would encourage everyone listening, you guys can answer the question also. Which team has the better quarterback in the game? I think it's Jaden Daniels. I'm not sure it's close, especially if Hurts isn't healthy. Mm-hmm. Which team has the better head coach? I don't know that it's close. I'll take Dan Quinn. Now, you could say, last week, the Rams had Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, and they lost. And my counter to that would be, and answer this question honestly, if it didn't snow and the Rams didn't put the ball on the ground because of the elements, and it's good, it's cold, but otherwise it's clear, who wins the game? I think the Rams would have won. I think the Commanders are live to win the game. I'll bet on them to cover. I wouldn't be shocked at all if the Commanders made the Super Bowl and first rookie quarterback ever to start in the big game.
Cool. Nick, thank you, sir. Good
stuff.
Thanks,
man.
You got it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.